We have word now for you pasture managers and cattle producers who rent pasture every year as far as making a prudent decision on the rental rate for that ground heading into 2017 grazing. There is a tool available to you from the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State that you really ought to check out, particularly given the economic climate of the cattle market right now. Joining us are two agricultural economists with K-State Research and Extension, Michael Taylor and Robin Reed. They've been putting information into this tool for you producers to use. Michael, first of all, let's talk about the need for this information and how coming up with a more precise rental rate for the circumstances is important now.
Certainly. Probably one of the most common questions that our county extension agents get is, you know, what should I be renting my pasture for? Or what, you know, what's the trend in rental rates? Are they going up? Are they going down? So it's really important to both landowners and producers to have a good sense of where the market's at and where we're headed. The problem, of course, is that we don't have a lot of publicly available information on rental rates. And what we do have tends to be spotty. For example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture sends out surveys. At the last time they published surveys was 2014. Then they didn't do it in 2015. And now for 2016, we've had some surveys published. And what they're trying to get at is average rental rates for pasture. But there's some problems with it. You know, there's no controlling for the quality of the pasture. So we definitely just get an average that can encompass a lot of different, you know, stocking rates. The other problem is that it doesn't necessarily cover the entire state. If there was an insufficient amount of surveys returned in your county, then there's no county number published. So it really leaves us with very spotty information and a tough to tell exactly whether or not that's the direction that rent should be headed, because those tend to be looking back 1 year as opposed to saying, where are we going?
So this has given rise to this pasture rental decision tool available on agmanager.info. Robin, to you as to the components of this tool and why you included these.
Well, Eric, we tried to include a number of different things in here that would make the tool flexible for a lot of different situations. One of the questions we get when you look at the NAS numbers that Michael was talking about, when there's one number per county, who's doing the maintenance on the pasture, spraying the weeds, the water source, who's providing that? So all those things affect the lease but aren't necessarily reported in how that's normally done.
You've accounted for that in this tool.
In this tool, you can adjust who's paying those expenses and what those expenses might be. So all of them that I just alluded to, you can put a dollar value on and assign that to the party responsible for it, and that will factor into the lease amount. Now, the one thing we also tried to build in, as Michael alluded to, there's a lot of different qualities of pasture. So we tried to look at a stocking rate scenario with three different levels. We also know there's rainfall that may come or may not come, and we might have to pull those cattle early, or maybe we can leave them a little later. So this encompasses that as well, that maybe we can stock at three different levels given the year that we're looking at as far as rainfall and quality of pasture.
One has to have some sense of the actual forage volume available in a pasture to get at this budget. And how do you arrive at that figure?
Sure. So what we looked at doing is using the Webb Soil Survey put together by NRCS and some of the resources that they have, looking at the pounds of production per acre that are available in an unfavorable, normal, or favorable year. And we base our tool off of those numbers. So when you go to the Webb Soil Survey website or visit your local NRCS office, you can obtain these numbers for your own pasture. And then the tool assumes that we're going to graze about a quarter of that production that's available, or a 25% harvest efficiency. I know that might be kind of light for some of our producers, but that's something that you can change in the tool when you're using it. But this assumes that you're doing the take half, leave half approach, and that some of the forage just won't be available due to trampling and insects and manure and stuff like that. So it uses those standards to arrive at a value of the pounds of production per acre available to the cattle. And then you put in your characteristics of the cattle, the weight, when they're going in and coming out, and it matches up a stocking rate accordingly.
So one can really customize this to their situation, which is something that producers have not had prior to this tool coming together, right?
That was our goal with this, make sure we can have the producers or landowners customize everything to their individual plot of land and their lease situation.
As we know, Robin, the agreements between tenant and landlord in pasture leases, they'll take different forms as far as the rate charged, and you account for all of those here, right?
Right, Eric. We know a lot of ground is leased per acre, but a lot of that can lead to overstocking and some other issues. So we wanted to build flexibility in this tool where they can also look at the same arrangement on a per head basis, per pound of gain basis when we're looking at stocker cattle, or a per AUM or animal unit month basis. So all of those are built into the tool and available for the producer to look at.
Of course, the economics of the day in the cattle industry and the budgets for producing cattle have to be weaved into this, don't they?
Sure. So the two tabs on here, one is for stocker cattle and one is for cow-calf pairs. And these are tied directly to our livestock budgets. And we just updated those going into 2017, so we updated this tool accordingly. And as many of our listeners would know, the cattle market does not look really favorable right now. So what the tool is showing in a lot of cases in a budget where we're budgeting for a loss when you're considering all expenses, the tool matches up what the producer could pay with what the landowner cost might be. Well, in a year like this when the cattle market is down so much, what the producer can pay a lot of times is a pretty small amount. So we don't want to necessarily say that rental rates are going to come down this amount. There's a lot, definitely year-to-year fluctuation that occurs. But it just points to that the markets do affect rental rates and what that producer might be able to offer for a pasture.
What are other variables within the tool that producers need to be aware of then?
Well, as I mentioned before, spraying weeds, a lot of times producers don't consider how much that actually costs if they're providing that service. We've had a lot of issues with cedars, of course, but Cerisa lespidiza and a lot of locusts and your normal plants that you have to deal with on a year-to-year basis. Fertilizer, you can put in tame pastures as well into this and put a fertilizer expense in there. Burning the pasture, I know that's something a lot of our Flint Hills and other areas do. If that's not factored into the lease, it's definitely a cost that someone has to incur in doing that. So fence construction, maintaining year to year, putting up new fence, and then any corrals to bring in to gather those cattle or if they're on the land already, all of those need to be factored into the lease.
So this allows the producer and the landowner, for that matter, to put some helpful figures in to arrive at what would be a fair and equitable leasing arrangement.
Yes, and that's the goal. And if they want to negotiate who's doing those expenses, then the tool will help negotiate what that lease should be or what that rental rate should be.
And Michael, Robin was mentioning it, and it's worth reiterating here as we look at the general tone of things out there. You've made this point that this probably isn't the year where these rental rates need to be hiked. Quite the opposite.
Correct. You know, you run the numbers today, and it's going to look like producers can't afford to pay very much at all for that pasture. But you have to keep in mind, these are long-term leasing relationships. And we tend to make a lot of the decisions about how we manage pasture and, you know, and even where we set these rental rates with several years in mind, right? So we look out several years and we say, okay, we're going to expect some bad years and we're going to hope for some good years. And we're going to kind of smooth that out. So rental rates don't, you know, I've been told by some producers, they never go down. You know, rental rates never actually go down. Well, okay. So if we take that to be the case, then what they'll tend to do is flatten out. And they'll flatten out for a couple of years while we experience some low profitability. And then they'll start to go back up once we have that profitability in place again when the cattle markets improve. So I think that's what we're looking at this year it's a flat year. I don't expect rental rates to go up for pasture. The money's not there. Mm-hmm. But yes, keeping a forward-looking and forward-planning approach to this is how we're going to work this through. So yeah, it's not a year to ask for more money on grass. But always, this is always specific to the particular arrangement, the particular piece of grass we're talking about, how well it's managed, what its stocking capacity is, and so on and so forth. So there's always other factors that come into play.
It's a worthwhile exercise and something worth looking into right away. Robin, in closing, it's a user-friendly tool?
Yes, and they can get it on agmanager.info in our tools section under the beef section of there. And like all of our other tools, the blue numbers are inputs that the user needs to look at to change, and the black numbers automatically calculate. And if they have any questions, they're welcome to contact us or their local county agent.
Very good. Again, looking for here the Pasture Rental Decision Tool from K-State. It's handy at agmanager.info, and you pasture managers as well as cattle grazers, check this out before too long and see where your rental rates might stand as we enter another grazing season not all that long from now. And Michael Robin, thank you for coming over, letting us know about this.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you, Eric.
That from agricultural economists Robin Reed and Michael Taylor of K-State Research and Extension.